Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now here's your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each Tuesday on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, we'll be talking with Jean Adrian about her new book, Power Tools, The Ultimate Owner's Manual for Empowerment. Jean will also be doing readings for callers using her Inner Speak cards, and we'll also be giving away a free coaching session with Jean later in the show, so be sure to stay tuned for that. But first, I want to give you an update on the past week. Last Wednesday was Ash Wednesday. For those of you who are Catholics or lapsed Catholics, you know that Ash Wednesday is the beginning of Lent, the 40 days that lead up to Easter. And in the Catholic tradition, each of us is supposed to give up something for Lent. And I believe that this is around symbolizing the 40 days that Jesus spent in the desert. And I say I believe this because I'm not Catholic, but this is what I understand the idea of giving something up for Lent is about. And I attend a Unity Church, and we had an Ash Wednesday service that was more about looking at what we want to release in our lives for our greater good, rather than what am I going to give up so that I can suffer like Jesus suffered for 40 days, and then immediately start doing or eating that thing again once Lent is over. And I thought this was a really helpful exercise to look at what each of us can release in our lives in order to move in the direction of our good. I'll be sharing more about that experience and the process with you during our light bulb moment at the end of the show. One more announcement before we talk with Jean. I'm very excited to announce that I'll be starting a new show the first week of March. The new show will air on the Dr. Pat Syndicated Network, which means that you can listen on WBLQ, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, like you do right now for this show. Or you can also listen on KKNW in Seattle, the DrPatShow.com, and several cable radio stations in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Gary, Indiana. I'm really excited for the new show and for the expanded listening area. The new show is called The Laura Longley Show, and it airs on the first and fifth Mondays of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. I've also decided to change the name of this show from Blue Heron Wisdom to The Laura Longley Show beginning on March 5th. That should help to simplify things so that all the shows are going to have the same name because they all have a similar focus. For the first episode of the new show on Monday, March 4th, Dr. Pat will be interviewing me. We'll be talking about the mission and vision for the Laura Longley Show and some exciting new developments in other areas of my counseling practice. So be sure and tune in to get all the scoop. Plus, it's always really fun to listen to Dr. Pat. She is a great guest to have. And in this case, I guess I'm kind of the guest since she's interviewing me, but Dr. Pat's always lots of fun. So be sure and tune in for that on Monday, March 4th. Well, Jean's been waiting patiently in the wings, so let me introduce her to you. Jean Adrian is an author, healer, teacher, and creator of quantum change. She's a graduate of Florida State University with a BA in psychology. She also completed the University of the South's four-year Education for Ministry program. She developed and teaches the Inner Speak Breakthrough Coaching Method. She offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions via phone, as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia. Jean's books, Reframe Your World, Conscious Living in the New Reality, and Soul Adventures are available on Amazon.com or in your local bookstore. And her new book, which is what we're going to be talking about today, Power Tools, The Ultimate Owner's Manual for Empowerment, The Ultimate Owner's Manual for Empowerment is available from all booksellers. Let's welcome Jean Adrian to Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio. Hi, Jean.
Hey, Laura. Thank you so much for allowing me to be your guest today.
Well, I'm really excited for it. I'm excited to hear more about your new book. Plus, later in the show, we're going to have you do some readings for callers. I'm really excited to witness that, too. I think that'll be really fun and interesting.
Cool. I'm ready.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the book. Let's just start there. So the new book is Power Tools, The Ultimate Owner's Manual for Empowerment. And I know that the theme throughout the book is using household items as a way to get in touch with your inner self.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm really curious about where did that idea come from for you?
Well, you know, this is really maybe even a little bit silly, but I just kind of had to do it this way. You know, almost all the books that are on the marketplace today are bought by predominantly women.
Yes.
So I wanted to come up with an idea that might interest guys as well.
Oh,
and
interesting.
So that's really what started me looking at this. And boy, you know, when you start to get a direction, all you've got to do is give the universe just about a quarter of an inch of an opening in a door, and the universe will take it away, right?
Very true.
Yeah. And so I began to just, you know, in my daily life, I began to trip up on these wonderful tools, and I was able to see the metaphor in them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really sort of where it got started, was using commonplace items, but actually looking at them from a spiritual standpoint.
And so I know that this is a pretty big book, but can you just give us a thumbnail sketch of what people will learn or how a book might help someone or how this book might help them?
Well, you know, we've gotten away with playing small and with settling for less than we deserve for just too long now. And I think that's really the biggest message of the new consciousness is that it's time to really rediscover who you are. And, you know, the truth of that, Laura, is that we were all born great.
Yes.
And we are great. But what happened is that very soon, probably even in the cradle, we began to be taught that we were maybe less than great. You know, one of the first words that a small child learns is no.
Right.
You know, and all for good reason. You know, we don't say, don't stick your finger in the light socket.
You know,
this is going to shock you. No, don't do that. You know, but what happens is that becomes the predominant lesson throughout childhood. And so we take on these truths because they're given to us by adults who are supposed to know better than we are, and we believe them to be true, and we begin to construct a reality around what we were told. And so many times that reality is built around us and becomes, you know, like giant walls of limiting beliefs.
Right.
You know, and so that's really the whole crux of this book, is to tear down the limiting beliefs, and the tool that we use to do that is the jackhammer. You know, because it doesn't get any more powerful than that to bust up cement, right?
All that. Yeah, exactly.
And so we use the jackhammer to help us identify what those limiting beliefs are and completely destroy them. And then once you've done that, then you can begin to architect the edifice of your reality based on your truth.
And so your truth, and I'm just taking a guess here based on breaking through the limiting beliefs, your truth is what's left when your limiting beliefs are gone?
Yeah. You know, and I'll tell you how I got to that one, and I'm going to offer this one to all of your listeners as this is a pretty good exercise to do, a sanity check, if you will. So when I was trying to figure out who I was, because I didn't know who I was. I changed so much over time that I wasn't really sure I recognized my own energy signature anymore. I took a legal pad, you know, one of the big yellow legal pads and a pen, and I started writing all the things that I believed to be true. It wasn't long before I had filled the legal pad.
Right.
With all of these beliefs, and some of them were belief systems or BS, you know? So what I ended up doing after that was I went down and in the margin on the left-hand side of the paper, I wrote where I thought I picked that belief up.
Right.
You know, some of them, you know, my mom, my dad, friends in school, preachers, teachers, you know, you name it. And so I wrote my little list. I went for every one of them. Where do I think I got it? Some of them I had no clue. And then I went back through the list a third time and I scratched out all of the beliefs that were there that really weren't my truth, but, you know, that I'd accepted them as truth because I'd gotten it from somebody in authority, or that I just didn't believe that way anymore. Right. And when I was done, I maybe had 7 or 8 left. That was all out of a legal pad.
Wow.
Yeah. So talk about taking a jackhammer to something, you know, basically what I did.
Well, and you know, that is similar to a work I've done on myself and with clients too, around, you know, when you hear this voice in your head that says something that is supposedly a truth, whose voice do you hear? You know, is it your mother's voice? You know, and so that's another way too to say, okay, this belief didn't come from inside of me. It came from externally. And do I really believe it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that is really a great exercise to do. And we'll talk some more about other exercises you have for people in the book when we come back from our first break. You're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll explore more about power tools with Jean Adrian. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
We're back on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley. My guest today is Jean Adrian, who's talking with us about her new book, Power Tools. And before the break, we were talking about the jackhammer and how that got broke through our limiting beliefs. What are some of the other tools that come up in this owner's manual?
Well, another one of my favorite tools is another guy tool. It's called the Sawzall. This is a people use this tool in construction, and they hook it up to a big an air compressor, and it will cut through anything, Laura. It'll cut through metal. It'll cut through glass.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to get your fingers near that. You
know? Really?
In fact, that's one of the warnings I put in the very front of my book. I welcome people to my workshop and tell them they're welcome to use any of my tools, but they need to wear protective eyewear because they are power tools. But anyway, the Sawzall will cut through, you know, all of your attachments. It will cut through limiting beliefs. And so we use the Sawzall to find the things that we're attached to. You know, that's one of the universal laws, is no attachments. We're not supposed to be attached to anything, but we are. You know, I mean, we're attached to our bodies. We're attached to our stuff. We're attached to our kids, but those are all really in violation of how the universe works. And the one thing that most of us are more attached to than anything else, you want to guess what that is?
I don't know. Our ego.
Well, close. We're more attached to being right than just about anything else.
Yep.
You know, and so we use the Sawzall as the tool to identify the things that we're attached to and enable us to sever that connection so that we can be the witness and stand back and know that everything is as it is supposed to be, and that the universe really will provide for us if we let go of those attachments. You know, another one besides being right is attachment to outcome. We think that we know how everything should be.
Right.
And we then, when we do that, what we do is we put spirit in a box, and we don't allow the universe to give us the depth, the breadth, and the height of the wonder that we could possibly receive if we'd stand back and get out of our own way. Instead, we say, well, you know what? I'm willing to settle for the blue Volkswagen, and the universe had a Maserati, you know, ready to drive it into your driveway.
Yeah, I think the letting go of attachment to outcome, and I kind of a slight spin on that too is expectations. Mm-hmm. That's been a huge lesson for me over the last 3 or 4 months. And it's the same thing. It's like when I have expectations about how something will show up or when something will show up, then I do block anything else from happening, and frequently I block anything from happening because that's not the way that it's meant to unfold. So,
well, yeah, or you make it all wrong. I was working with a client just this morning, actually, and at the end of the InterSpeak session, she asked me, she said, well, can I ask you a couple questions? I said, sure. And she said, well, you know, I want to talk to my angels. How can I learn how to communicate with my angels and actually see them? And so I checked in with her angels, and they just laughed because they said, we show ourselves to her all the time, but we don't look like she expects us to look, and so she doesn't see us.
Uh-huh.
And so I asked her, I said, so, you know, how do you try to talk to your angels? And she says, well, I go in meditation, and, you know, and I get really quiet, and I ask them to appear, and then nothing happens. And I said, well, so, do you by any chance see pastel colors when you do that kind of swirl around in front of you? And she goes, yeah. And I said, well, how about the next time that happens, why don't you ask the yellow, the sweet yellow color, who are you and why are you here? because that's how your angels are showing themselves to you. But you were expecting them to look like a human with wings.
Right.
And that's not how they showed up. So that's just another example of that, you know, expectation thing and how it can actually negate you. She has a great communication with her angels.
It just doesn't look like she expects it to.
Right.
Yeah, that is a great illustration and a great reminder, because that is definitely one of my lessons right now, is remembering that and letting go of those expectations and being open to what shows up, however it shows up.
Okay.
So I want to ask you, because I want to move on from talking about the book and talk a little bit about InnerSpeak, but before we do, just to close out talking about the book, what would be ways that people would know that this book would be right for them right now? What kinds of things would be showing up in their lives that might say, oh, that book would help me with this?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people are wanting to move into their power. They know that they're here to do something great, but they just don't know what it is. So, you know, if you're asking yourself those kinds of questions, how can I open up to my power? How can I start doing conscious creation and actually make manifestation happen for me? Because I've read that it can happen, but it just doesn't seem to be working for me. Then this is probably the book for you. Because that's really what it's all about, is learning how to create exactly what you want and get it fast.
Oh, nice. I better go make sure I read all of it. I've only read pieces of it so far. I better go read the rest of it.
There you go.
So before we move into talking a little bit about InnerSpeak, would you share with our listeners your contact information, like your website, how you like people to learn about you and contact you?
Absolutely, yes. My website is jeanadrienne.com, and that's spelled JeanAdrienne.com. And if you visit my website and you sign up for my newsletter at the top of the homepage, I will actually send you a free subscription to the online version of my InnerSpeak cards. And you can actually begin to use those to clear away your limiting beliefs. They make a great replacement for the jackhammer, and they're not anywhere near as noisy.
And if people want to buy the book, where can they find the book?
Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble or their local bookstore. And if you go to Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and I've made it easy for you right there on my homepage, just below where you sign up for the newsletter, I've got links to so that you can find the book. And then if you come back and you just input your receipt number in the little box right below those links, it will unlock for you the gift page from my book launch. Got hundreds of dollars worth of great gifts out there that were donated by my friends. Lynn Andrews donated a beautiful audio meditation. Leia Dowes donated a subscription. Lots of people have donated training. So check it out.
And the name of the book is Power Tools, the Ultimate Owner's Manual for Empowerment. So be sure and go look for that on Jean's website or on Amazon, because it really sounds fabulous. So let's move into talking about InnerSpeak and the InnerSpeak cards a little bit. So can you just give an overview of what it is, how the cards came about, and how people use them or how you use them?
Sure. InnerSpeak is kind of like a language for the soul, because you know your higher self is talking to you all the time. And if you knew the language, you wouldn't have any doubts, any lack in your life. You'd have everything you want, because your higher self would direct you to live life fully and have abundance in every area. So I channeled this modality. It was about 11 years ago now, and I sat down in front of the computer and I typed for 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah. So the full InnerSpeak protocol is a manual of 144 files of information. And I use kinesiology to allow someone's higher self to sort of walk through the manual and say, well, Laura needs to know this from this page and that from this page and this from the other page. And it begins to weave a story about where you created the blocks that are holding you back in any particular area of your life, or every area of your life. And then once it's identified the story, then it shows you what you need to do to let it go. So at the end of an InnerSpeak session, you've cleared away whatever it is that's holding you back.
Wow.
So that was the start of it. And then the cards came about because my guides told me that, you know, there are tons of people who won't take a class, won't get a session, won't read a book, but they'll play with cards. And they said, here's what you need to do. And they actually designed the cards for me. And so they're a hard deck of cards. You know, there's a box of cards you can throw in your purse, take with you anywhere. And then I actually had a designer design a web-based sort of game, if you want to call it that. That's the online version of the cards that I give away to people so that they can do the clearing work on themselves.
Yeah, I've tried that out. And so, yeah, so I've had some experience of that, and it really is very interesting. And so we'll talk more about that when we come back. We're going to take a break right now. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Jean will do some readings for callers, and we'll also be giving away a free 30-minute coaching session with Jean. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
We're back on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, and today I have Jean Adrian here talking about her new book, Power Tools, as well as Inner Speak Coaching and Inner Speak Cards. Before we take some calls for readings, let's give away a free 30-minute coaching session with Jean. So the first caller at 800-930-2819, that's 800-930-2819. You can give your contact information to Chrissy, name, phone number, email address. And while people are calling in, Jean, can you share a little bit about what someone can expect in a coaching session with you?
Absolutely. So what we do in a coaching session is we really identify, we drill in and excavate out whatever it is that's holding you back in your life from creating what you want. And, you know, most of it is not the obvious. You know, people will come to me and they'll say they want to work on XYZ, but when we actually start looking at what's going on under the surface, we find that it was actually ABC.
Right.
And so some of the blocks that we have, you know, that are in front of us, maybe are not from this lifetime. Sometimes, and many times, they happen when we were still in our mother's womb, before we were actually born. So, so there's that. There's also the ancestral stuff, that the things that we inherited in our DNA, that has to be cleared away. And then other than that, there's also other lifetime stuff, you know, and a lot of people don't necessarily believe in past lives. So I want to just say that to your listeners, is that what I believe is that everything is happening right now, that really all there is the right now. And that there are multidimensional aspects of ourselves, and so it might present as a past life, it might present as this lifetime, it might present, you know, another way, you know,
right,
and it will present the way, you know, in alignment with what your belief system is.
Right.
So
well, that
you can clear
sense.
It away. Yeah.
So I want to invite people to call in now if you want Jean to do a reading or a clearing for you at 800-930-2819. And that's 800-930-2819. And while we're waiting for people to call in, just kind of adding on to that piece about past lives or, you know, whether it's in this current life. I know when I did the online cards that you offer, I got one that was, it wasn't a past life, it was an alternate life or... Is it alternate life or alternate universe?
Future life.
Life.
Yeah.
Future life.
So, So, again, you know, I believe that we're multidimensional beings. And so we can actually clear the future for ourselves. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you're clearing away something that hasn't happened yet. But what you're doing is you're clearing away so you don't create something in your future, if that makes sense.
That's very interesting. Yeah, that is very interesting. So again, I want to invite people to call in if they want to do an online coaching with Jean Adrian, 800-930-2819. And while we're waiting for callers, we can go back and talk a little bit more about Inner Speak. And I know that you said that it came to you through, it was channeled through you, right?
Yeah.
And can you say a little bit more about how that happened?
Yeah, you know, I was doing energy medicine anyway, and I'd been doing it for a while. I'd been using other people's tools and Reiki and Karuna and Seven Rays Healing and things like that. And it actually started, I was driving home from a workshop. I was attending a weekend workshop, and I heard a voice in my car, and I'd never heard voices before. And the voice said, "You're done with that other work. It's time for you to create your own." You know, and that was kind of how it started. And I'm a firstborn child, Laura. I mind really well. You know?
Yeah, well, me too. I'm firstborn also. I hear you.
You know, so when they say snap too, man, I'm in front of the computer opening up a Word document, starting to type, you know.
So when you heard that, so you heard, you know, it's time to do your own. And then did the information just start coming?
Not immediately. You know, spirit works in funny ways, and it's almost kind of like on a need to know basis, and you don't always need to know as fast as you want it to. So it came in dribs and drabs. I didn't hear another word for maybe 2 weeks, and then I'm driving down another road and I hear, "Pull over into that parking lot. We're going to give you file names." And I'm like, okay, so I did, like I said, I mind well, I pulled over, and luckily I had a notebook with me, and they proceeded to give me 144 names. Things like, of course, I'm drawing a blank on it. Well, certainly set up and soul reaction, but lighthouse and out of sync,
so
unbalanced masculine.
Is that what they were?
They were just names. I didn't know what they were.
Okay.
You know, but I wrote them all down. And after that, they showed me how they wanted me to, what order they wanted me to put them in. They wanted them in four columns of 36 names. So I did that. And then they began to give me random of those names. They began to give me the information about it, what it meant. You know, they would define it. And then they would give me 36 pieces of information that related to the name. So the work is 144 files of 36 pieces of information. And these pieces of information, they might be a word, they might be a phrase, or they might be a sentence.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's all very disjoint, you know, and some of the stuff, for example, there's one file, one of the most beautiful files of all is called Meaning. And so there are 36 phrases or words underneath Meaning. And those are the things that a person, you know, that's their life mission, their meaning for their existence. But if they're unaware of them or they just blatantly ignore that, it sets them up for creating blocks for themselves. And so, I mean, like one of those very valid meanings for existence is play.
Oh.
You know, another one is being a mentor. Another one's being a healer. Another one is being present, learning to stay grounded. Another one's communication, you know. So, and they have little definitions that go along with each of those. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and it's not my job or your job or anybody's job to tell anyone why they're here. Because that's
right.
For each of us to figure out for ourselves.
Right.
And the only time I get a chance to give people a clue is when that file comes up, when their higher self says, well, she really needs to know what her meaning is because she doesn't, you know, we've been trying to show it to her and she's not getting it. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's kind of an example of how it works. But, you know, the intention, I set a couple of intentions, and you know, I will argue with God on a good day, you know. just because I can. Not necessarily saying that God listens, but I do try to argue. And so I, you know, when all this stuff started coming in, I began to argue with Spirit, and I said, all right, well, I've done enough energy medicine and healing and stuff, and I've, you know, done this over time, that has caused me drama and trauma and healing crisis, you know, et cetera. And I said, if this work you're giving me is going to do that, I am not your girl. You're going to have to go find somebody else, because if this is going to be a tool that I'm going to present to the universe, to the world, you know, it better be easy, peaceful, and harmonious and not cause pain. And so they agreed. And so this work is very gentle. It will take someone up to a point that if we went any farther, you'd go into healing crisis. But the goal of it is to clear every single thing that's standing in your way in a single session. My goal is to see a person one time and have them have such a positive experience that they tell two of their friends. And that's really how I've built my practice. And my clients are now all over the world. And I actually teach people how to do this. I've got a class, online class starting. And you can find that information on my website under classes. I'm actually also going to be teaching a face-to-face class in Atlanta in April. So I love to teach people how to do this, and I've actually created a business in a box where you can start your own coaching business, you know, using InnerSpeak.
I saw that. So coming back to, you know, channeling this information, I'm curious about, was that an experience you'd had before where you would get I don't know what the right word is, get guidance to do something?
Heck no.
Okay.
So I had no earthly idea that I could channel. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't even have enough wherewithal to ask, who's talking to me and where is this information coming from?
You
know,
you
and that's apparently,
it.
Well, oh my God, Laura, I have never felt so loved as when I was sitting in the chair in front of the computer typing this. I mean, it was like I was in this giant love bath. And literally the tears would pour down my cheeks because I felt so connected to Spirit and so loved. You know, and so it didn't occur to me that I might be channeling, you know, some kind of dark energy, you know, because it just felt wonderful, you know.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I was all done, I told somebody what I'd done. They go, well, did you ask? Who are you channeling here? And I was like, no, I never thought to do that. It wasn't until, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years later, I actually, through a whole synchronistic series of events, became Steve Rother's host in Atlanta. When he would come present in the Atlanta area, I was his host. And my gift for being his host was a reading with the group, which is the group of angels that he channels. And so in that reading, he said, I was trying to tell him about my work. And he said, you don't need to waste your time telling me that. I know all about it. And I'm like, how can you know about it? You've never met me before. And he said, well, where do you think it came from?
Yeah, really?
And I was like, I don't know. He said, the same group of angels I channel are the same ones that gave you that information. And they showed it to me before we met.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow. Well, we're coming to where we need to say goodbye. And before we take a break and say goodbye to you, can you give your contact information again for the listeners, Jean?
Absolutely. So it's jeanadrienne.com, JeanAdrienne.com.
Great. And I know that I've been there, and you can, like Jean said, you can sign up for her newsletter and get access to the online cards, which is great. And so I really suggest that people go and do that. And thank you so much, Jean, for being on with us. It was really an interesting time and a fun time, too. I always like laughing with guests.
All right. And I will be in touch with the winner of the contest, and I'll provide him with his free coaching session.
Yes. And the winner is Steve Conti, and he will be hearing from Jean very soon. Thank you, Jean.
All right. Thank you for having me on your show.
You bet. This is Laura Longley with Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share with you some of the fun and exciting things that are going on at Blue Heron Wisdom and this week's light bulb moment. So stay tuned.
Just stop what you're thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley. Today we've been talking with Jean Adrian about her new book, Power Tools, as well as her method for coaching and ways to get more information on happiness. And the reason I say happiness is that all of the guests that I bring on are in service of finding ways to be happier. So my Facebook page is Blue Heron Wisdom. At Twitter, I'm Happy Coach Laura. I have a LinkedIn group called Authentic Happiness that anyone is able to join. It's an open group. And, of course, my website, blueheronwisdom.com. So I want to continue and tell you a little bit more about this Ash Wednesday process that I went through last week. The way that it worked was earlier this year, we did a white stone ceremony at my Unity Church. And some of you may be familiar with that. But if you're not, what it's about is you have a white stone, and through meditation, you come to understand what it is that your focus is for the year, what you're wanting to create this year. And it's one word. And you write it on this white stone, and then you carry the stone with you, or you keep it in a place where you can check in with it throughout the year. And the word that I came up with was peace. And for me, that meant both inner peace, peace of mind, peacefulness as an emotion, and it also meant outer peace, helping to create a more peaceful world. So that word was really meaningful to me. And so on Ash Wednesday, what we did was we took our white stone word, and then we said, okay, well, what do I need to let go of? What do I need to fast from in order to help me create this in my life this year? And it was really interesting for me personally, because last week I had been having a lot of anxiety. Well, of course, anxiety is like the opposite of peace of mind. And I'd been very conscious of this anxiety because it didn't really seem to be attached to anything. It was not like I was worried about something. It was just this anxious feeling where it felt kind of stirred up inside. And so that immediately came to my mind when I was at this group working on the Ash Wednesday process. So I decided that what I needed to release, what I needed to fast from, and this is not just for 40 days, I hope, but what I needed to let go of was anxiety. Well, then the next step is, what intention can I set? And related to that, what action can I do to let go of that anxiety? And I'd already been thinking about this because, as I said, I had been really conscious that last week I was feeling a lot of anxiety. And so I had been trying some different things. And what I came to was that for me, in the moment when I'm feeling anxious, so not at a specific time of day, but at the time that I have the feeling, what is helpful for me is to journal about it. I find journaling helps kind of get a flow going, just a stream of consciousness of what's going on within me that I might not even be aware of. And if you've listened to this show for a while, you probably have heard me talk about journaling as a tool that I find to be helpful, and a lot of my clients have found to be helpful too, with getting in touch with what's really going on inside. There's something about the kinesthetic movement of actually writing that is different than just thinking and getting into this obsessive thought process we sometimes do when we feel anxious or worried or upset. So that was what I decided, was that my intention was that whenever I felt anxious, then I would journal about it. And this was my way that I was going to work at releasing my anxiety, at letting it go. And again, not just for the Lenten period, but hopefully forever. So that's my example. As the light bulb moment this week, I'd like to offer to you this process. And it doesn't have to be related to Ash Wednesday or Lent. It's a great process to use for any time of year. So the place you start is, what is one of my goals? What is one of the things that I'm wanting to create in my life? And it can be something that maybe at the beginning of the year you set some things that you wanted to create. We talked about that on the show in January, how to go about doing that. Or it could just be that right now you sit down and think about, what is it that I'm trying to create in my life? Then look at, what is getting in your way of that manifesting, of creating that in your life? What kinds of things happen, or what kinds of things are you dealing with that might be blocking you from being able to create what you want? So what do you want to release? What do you want to let go of? What do you want to fast from in order to be more successful at creating what you want in your life? And once you've identified what it is that's kind of blocking you, or what it is that you need to let go of that does not serve you, then what's your intention around an action that you can take? So whenever that thing arises, what are you going to do about it? I'll share one of the people in my group when I was doing this exercise. Her word was love for the year. And she knows that being judgmental of other people gets in her way of being love in the way that she wants to be. And so her intention was, whenever she feels herself being judgmental of someone, to flip it around and express appreciation for that person. And that could be appreciation for a specific trait about the person, or just appreciation that the person is in her life, or that the person is there to teach her to appreciate. So that's just another example of how you can set an intention and then an action that goes with it for your ability to release that thing. So give that a try. See if that's helpful for you. And as always, I love to get your feedback on these processes that I put out and see how they work for you. I want to thank my guest today, Jean Adrian, for sharing such great information with us about her book, as well as about Inner Speak process. And I do encourage you to go to her website and sign up for her newsletter so that you can try the Inner Speak cards online. I did it, and it's very interesting and helpful. I want to thank you also for tuning into Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. I had fun with Jean, and I had fun sharing information with you. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific. Next week on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, I'll be talking with Dr. Janice Fletcher. Dr. Fletcher is the author of Wisdom from the Inner Teacher, Turning Aha into OWL Moments, where OWL stands for Optimal Wisdom Learning. And I love AHA, so I'm very much looking forward to this. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit BlueHeronWisdom.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.